Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves.
Primary?
But my day job is director of the Dr.
Susan Block Institute
for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, squirters and squirt lovers, skeptics and believers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. And squirting, we are also all children of squirting. Male squirting in general, you know, that's usually what it takes to get the sperm to the egg. That's procreative sex. Nothing wrong with that. Making the babies. But then there's recreative sex. Recreative? Well, yes. Kind of creating and creating, not babies, but pleasure. Recreational sex and squirting. Both male and female is a big part of that. Yes. Squirt for peace, brothers and sisters, lovers and squirters. Tonight is another installment. I think it's kind of number 2, but kind of number 10. It's a new episode of Dr. Susie's Squirt Salon at the Speakeasy. Yay. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A, women? This is the waterfall of womanhood. The geyser of female desire. Squirt. Female ejaculation, older than humanity. Other female animals squirt besides humans. And yet, kind of new, kind of this new frontier of female sexuality that lots of people are exploring these days. Well, certain people, I guess lots, yes. Certain types of women who want to experience new forms of pleasure. Certain kinds of men who really like women. And all the wetness we can produce and reproduce. Some women can squirt and squirt and squirt and squirt, and some women just a little squirt. Some women, you know, they haven't squirted. I happen to believe any woman can squirt. It's a believe kind of thing. I haven't actually seen every woman squirt, but I think we could all do it. I don't think we all want to do it, you know? Some women just, they don't want to be bothered. Okay. Watch another show. This one's about squirting. Some women are afraid, hold back. And some just haven't learned yet. You know, for some it's very natural. I've met some women who just, you know, squirt as soon as they come, and it's just natural. And actually, for them, it's important to learn that it is natural and that other women do it. For others of us, you know, we're a little inhibited. We have our issues. It just takes the key to unlock the gate and the desire, of course. So we're going to learn some keys tonight here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is the Squirt Salon. We are broadcasting live right now from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. This is our new Speakeasy, and I'm doing it in a new kind of position tonight. So it's exciting. I'm on a nice big bed that is covered with a tarp. For those of you who are just listening on radio, you might want to watch this one, okay? I mean, you know, it's going to have some good audio, no doubt, but I think the video is going to be pretty awe-inspiring. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's just going to be normal for you. But I think chances are you want to watch the video and get very close. Wipe off your screen, in fact, because we've got an exciting hurricane just about to converge right here in the soul of downtown LA. I've got all kinds of stars here tonight. I'm so excited. I'm hogging the bed for myself right now, but soon it's going to have all kinds of stars. Right now, besides the tarp, I am on a love mat, which is a special mat that is very soft, nice, but waterproof, kind of. It's a squirt mat. You're supposed to be able to squirt on it. We haven't done it yet, but we are going to put it to the test tonight. And it's supposed to be very easily washable.
This is Olivia Bellafontaine, and I want you to join me and Dr. Susan Block at the Los Angeles.
I think I'm being joined by someone, but okay. And soon I am going to be joined by actual people. Soon I am going to have squirt master Marcus London, porn star, and the new G-man in town. Is going to join me. As those of you who know me know, I've had various squirt experts and instructors here on the Dr. Susan Block Show at other squirt salons, starting with Lossie Braun and his son Axel, who got me to squirt for the first time. I wouldn't say they taught me how to squirt because I didn't really learn. I just did it with them. And boy, did I do it. I was just like a washing machine, just released. But then Deborah Sundahl is another excellent squirt instructor and great guru of female ejaculation who taught me how to do it. And tonight we have Marcus London, and we have a bevy of ladies as well who are going to join me here. I believe that our squirt instructor is not yet in the building. Is that correct?
He is in the building.
He is in the building. He is coming into the building. Okay, well, we're going to take him in on the rickshaw, I guess, from the elevator. We have our own kind of transportation here in the soul of downtown L.A. at the Speakeasy. We travel by rickshaw, and we do our shows in bed. So it's kind of a throwback.
There's no driver up there.
No driver. We need a driver down up there. I think he should be taken in on the rickshaw, no? Yeah? 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 Can we get that together? I think what I'm going to do while I'm waiting for the squirt instructor is to get the squirt mistress, the squirting queen, so I hear, Miss Dumas, Dumay, I always call you Dumas, Dumay, come on up here. Can you take, and we need a microphone for her, keep the headphones on, we need to get other headphones. We have a whole new technical situation here. Because we are on the bed. We have the squirt instructor arriving. He is arriving. Here he is. Brother Marcus is coming into the temple of squirt to join me. It's not wet yet, though, Marcus. Don't worry. Come on up here. We need a microphone for Marcus. I'm wonderful, darling. Now that you're here and I don't have to do all the squirt instructing myself, I'm so glad. Okay, so I need a microphone for Marcus. Here we go. Can you hold this close to your face like it's a very big, juicy clit, right?
It's a very big, juicy clit.
A very, very big one. One of those juicy clits you could mistake for something else.
Yeah, for sure.
So, here you are at the Speakeasy.
I know, it's big, isn't it?
And I think that I'm buzzing in conjunction with your microphone.
How are you?
Is that right? Is somebody...
I don't hear you.
I hear myself buzzing.
I don't hear
Maybe
you.
I need another headset.
Maybe it's your headset.
I think it's my headset. You hear the buzzing? He doesn't have a headset, so he
no,
doesn't
so
have
I wouldn't
to worry
hear
about it. Right. I'm just hearing the buzz, buzz, buzz. Okay. Yeah. Does anybody not have a buzz in their headset? But actually, I think it's because of your microphone, because it wasn't buzzing before. And what do we do?
I'm just electric. Wow.
You are. You're just full of dynamite. Okay. And buzz, buzz, buzz. What should I do here? Help. Do you hear the buzz? You don't hear the buzz.
I hear the buzz very slight here, but
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And there that goes. And the buzz is still with me, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
The buzz is still with me.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, Susan.
Okay. Should I just not wear the headset? Could you hear it on the audio?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Uh-oh. Okay. Help me out here. Should I use this microphone? Is it on the soundtrack?
No,
it's
no,
not on
no,
the soundtrack?
No.
All right, then. So, maybe I just, can you, should I turn, take off my headsets?
Up to you.
Okay. Well, let me see. Better? Booter, botter. I don't hear it now. But you're not, can you talk into your microphone? Testing.
Can you hear me? Testing, testing.
Yeah, it's good, actually.
Okay,
now I'm
good.
Yeah,
we're good?
Okay, we're good.
Super.
You know...
Super.
Sometimes it just takes a little know-how.
A little tweak.
A little tweak, exactly. Sometimes it doesn't just come.
No.
You have to tweak it.
Yeah.
Make it come.
Yeah.
You have to
tease it.
You know, get it just right.
Get it to where you
so
are.
That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yep, exactly.
You missed my fabulous intro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you are here to kinda conjure up the waters of Venus.
Waters of Venus, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, how did you get into this racket?
You mean porn in general?
That's part of your journey, I guess.
That's true. I used to, a long time ago, I used to be a male stripper. And I used to do a bit of modeling, and it kind of just went that I ended up doing sort of photo shoots, softcore, and eventually it got a little bit harder and hardcore.
A little bit harder and harder.
And then, sorry, that's my wife.
Your wife.
Yeah,
right.
So I haven't seen it for 3 weeks.
I want to keep you to myself for just a moment. Hold on. So, this is a tease. You watch from over there while I fondle your husband.
Kind of did that last
Doesn't
night.
That, you know,
so yeah. So then,
how did it come to squirting, so to speak?
Funny enough, a long time ago, I was in the Merchant Navy, and
right, and
like
on the
most
water.
Sailors, we kind of do a lot of naughty things. And I come across a woman once, and I was diddling around down there, and I thought she peed on me.
You thought she piddled when you diddled.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And I was like, well,
you thought she was peeing while she was coming.
Basically. So I had no idea what it was, and it kind of freaked me out. I was like, what the fuck? And then on another occasion, I was with a girl in the back of my car, and I was, you know, banging away, as you do. And when I pulled my pants on a little bit later and she'd gone, they were soaking wet. And I was trying to figure out what the hell had happened.
Right.
So anyway, for a number of situations like that, I started realizing that this wasn't what I thought it was, this was something else.
Mm.
So when I started doing porn, I kind of started treating girls like my little test subjects.
Uh-huh.
So I would use my fingers in a certain way, and eventually, pretty much every time, they were squirt, or they would squirt.
Now, just to take a step back, how did you figure out it was something else? Did you do that on your own through like a smell test and going, doesn't smell like
pretty
pee?
Much. No,
or did you read about it on the internet?
No, I didn't read about it until to the point of me actually deciding to do a site about it. And then I started looking at, okay, well, there's something more than just
the So you thought you discovered something brand new?
not so much new, but certainly less, how can I say, less heard of.
Mm. You know? Well, it is a bit less heard of, although... You know,
been
they've been
while,
talking
course.
About it since
sure.
before Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
He
totally.
Talked about
and,
it.
But of course, I wasn't aware of it. And like a lot of people probably aren't aware of it as much as people like us and, you know, people are very attuned with their bodies, etc. So I really just, if anything, from that point on, started trying to perfect what I was doing so that, you know, I could do it quicker, faster, with less pressure, etc., etc.
Okay.
So up to now, you know, I've been able to make... You know, women in general squirt from anything from 3 seconds to a minute. So it really varies on the person. And
3 seconds to a minute is the most time?
Oh, no, I've done it. I think probably a minute and a half has been the most it's ever taken me to do something, from get something out of somebody. But
From ground zero?
From ground zero, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it should,
impressive.
If it takes any longer than that, there's something wrong with either me or the situation.
All right. Well, this is the Marcus London School of Squirting. School is in session. All right.
School's in.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to learn your method. I've learned a couple methods.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to learn some more. I mean,
obviously,
Axel
Braun's method, Lassie Braun's method. Mm-hmm. Deborah Sundahl is the one that taught me how to do it. She's kind of into the slow technique.
Right, okay.
But anyway, we're going to concentrate on your technique tonight. Mm-hmm. And with that, I would like your lovely bride to step forward and claim you. And, you know, she can bring her bridesmaid, too. this is Zoe.
This is Devin Lee.
Devin Lee and Zoe Holloway. Devin Lee is the bride. Hello, darling. Would you like to sit in between us? You look like you would. That's fine. You can do that. He's your husband. Uh-huh. And you can come over here. And can we have some more microphones? Microphones? Or maybe the microphone girl, Janelle. Maybe that's what we need. We need our microphone. A girl named
I
Mike.
I have no microphone, no wireless microphones.
No, only
there,
this
Susan,
one.
Right?
This is the only wireless.
So what I can do is get Brian to put an extension on one of these microphones.
Extension on the microphone, Brian. Okay. And then maybe we'll have more than one. And then we can have a lot of static.
In the meantime, you can pass that around.
Mm-mm. And wait till the squirting starts and gets all over the microphones. And then, trouble in River City. Yes. Oh, the puns abound. Well, welcome. What is it like to be Mrs. Squirt?
It's
well,
driving, Mrs. I don't know. It's like,
speak into the microphone here. Yeah.
He likes to make everyone else squirt.
Oh, he doesn't make you squirt.
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay.
I'm too busy making everyone else squirt.
Yeah, okay. Microphone.
I said I'm too busy making everyone else squirt.
Really?
I know. I mean, I know I can make her squirt, so it's kind of like, well, been there, done that.
Ah, so it's kind of like a little bit of a trick for some people. Some, like I was saying earlier, some women just do it all the time.
Yeah.
You, for you, it's more of a special thing.
Yeah, I get it like once a year.
Once a year. Just like Christmas time? I mean,
where? Holidays normally, no.
Are you due?
She's overdue, yeah.
Overdue? Very You've overdue. Been away.
I have been away for 2 weeks.
Ah, well, the reunion. It's reunion night. So, do you mind sharing your husband's skills with the ladies tonight?
Sure. It's fine with me.
Okay, you don't mind, right?
No, that's fine.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, you know, that this is all... Cool. Of course, you're in porn. Did you just come back from a big porn shoot?
No, I was in Indiana visiting my family.
Ah, the family.
Yeah.
The family. How does the family feel about you being married to the squirt instructor?
Well, I don't really think they...
I don't think they know about that.
Yeah.
They know about the porn, but not the talents.
Oh, they know you're in porn.
Oh, yeah.
They think you're a director. Well, you
no,
are.
They know I'm a director and a
producer.
They know I do everything and perform. They know all of that.
They do know all that.
They just don't know I'm the finger master, whatever.
At least we don't think they know.
Yeah,
wow.
We do,
but I mean, as long as you're in porn, why not be the finger master? Or is that something even more...
I think it's just going into specifics that aren't really needed to be brought up.
Yes.
It's like knowing what we do and then explaining it in detail is kind of like, well, you know, it's kind of overkill, isn't it, really?
Zoe Holloway, welcome back.
Thank you.
To the speakeasy.
Thank you.
And it's so good to see you. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. So now, how do you know the squirt couple here?
I did a scene with Devin about a year ago.
Yeah.
And we hit it off and developed a good friendship and have had many little adventures together.
Mm. And have you had an adventure with Marcus?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
A few.
Last night was one.
Right?
Devin. What led up to last night?
Well, last night I was back home with a ex-boyfriend of mine.
Yes.
And Marcus wanted to listen over the phone and hear he and I having sex.
Ooh.
So he's driving.
The squirt instructor likes
speaker.
A little cuckold turn on for a change.
He's driving and listening to us. Mm. So he asked me, he's like, can I have sex with Zoe if I go home? And I'm like,
there you go. Tit for tat.
I don't care as long as you put it on the phone and we can hear it too.
There you go. Yeah.
So, I believe he has a picture of the aftermath on his phone.
Oh, yeah, the destroyed.
So you had sex in the car?
No, I got into a bedroom.
No, I live with them, and but I have not fooled around with them since I've been living there. So it was kind of interesting
thing.
That last, I don't shit where you sleep. So.
Oh, but now you do.
Although, well, with permission.
We're not talking about that emission
No. With permission from the
right.
lady.
None of that emission permission is needed.
No, but, not that one.
Okay, but the other emission,
yes.
The other one. Did you squirt with him last
night?
Oh,
God, yes. I dehydrated myself pretty much.
Mm.
He dehydrated me. I've been drinking lots of water today. Oh yes.
Okay. So how do you when did you start squirting?
I don't really remember when, but it was through masturbating. It wasn't through somebody else.
Okay.
So
and you figured it out?
I smelled my hand and thought that smells not like pee, so I'm not sure where that came from or what I just did.
It just kind of happened?
It just kind of happened.
How old were you?
My 20s.
Okay. And it was from stimulating inside or outside?
Inside and then rubbing the clay with my fingers.
Oh, okay. So you've been squirting ever since are you a special occasion sort of girl like Devin?
No, sometimes through masturbation I feel like I want to release and we'll do it. And sometimes during scenes, you know, they're hitting the right spot and I'll help it out and do it. And just when I feel the need, release.
And what is it that you do? I mean, do you clench and release in some way? How do you make it happen?
Or
is it allowing it to happen?
It's probably more of allowing it to happen. Mm. And it's a certain feeling. Like with Marcus, I mean, he hits the spot and, you know, it's just going to happen because that's what he does. And with myself, it's like through masturbation, it's like, okay, I feel it building. Yeah, I'll do it. You know, or no, I don't feel like doing that right now. I just won't. So it just depends.
Do you think you can stop it?
What? Yeah.
Do you think you can physically stop it? So if you could you concentrate to the extent where you could prevent me making you?
That's a good question. Maybe we should try that. I don't know.
Yeah, because I always feel that there are occasions when if someone's difficult to make squirt, that they're not comfortable or they're holding back,
sure.
or they're, you know, whatever they're doing, they're stopping me.
Yeah.
But
I know that relaxation allows me to squirt more.
Of course, totally. Yeah. Totally. So. I mean, state of mind, passion, etc., will increase right. all of that totally. But I just wonder if there's anyone can actually physically go, nope, you ain't doing it. Nope.
Right.
I just wonder if that's
sure.
possible.
I don't know.
I think so. I would definitely say so. I mean, my friend Axel Braun, he had also the claim, I can make any woman squirt almost. And I would say he would make like 18 out of 20, you know, 9 out of 10 women squirt. Mm-hmm. And that 10th, I remember. One was Vanessa Blue, and she, I guess maybe she squirted since, I'm not sure, but that night, she was like, you're not going to make me squirt, I'm sorry, you're not, and she didn't allow it. I mean, first of all, she also made him wear a condom on his finger, so I think that affected it, but, you know, any woman, I think, that really, really wants to, that at least that gives it a much better chance that you're going to. So, you know, usually a woman, if she's going to let your fingers in her, wants to.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you might meet one that just, you know.
I think out of all the women I've ever touched with my fingers, I've only literally, I call it failed on one occasion.
Mm.
But I only tried it 3 times. I didn't sort of go on and on. I just had 3 goes and, okay. Done.
Okay. So, we are going to continue talking about this, but I am looking forward to a demonstration.
Of course.
And, I mean, you're his wife, would you like to be the demonstration model?
I can do it, but I'm extremely hard for him to make squirt.
Especially as I have a slightly damaged wrist.
Oh, okay. So well, I mean, your choice. You're the wife, the roommate. I mean, who should we start with?
We could start with Zoe, and then I'll.
Okay. All right. Don't make this one of the holding back times, though.
Well, we could try that too.
Well.
Yeah.
Second time.
You could try the holding back first, and then I can say, okay, let it go. And then we'll see what really happens.
All right. Well, if you're saying hold it back, then okay, we'll see. I'm going to let you go with this. I'm going to let you go with this.
We'll see how it works.
So, I think that you and I are going to sit on the sidelines, right? Okay.
I want Devin to hold my hand.
Okay. Well, Devin can hold your hand.
Yes.
You know, you're going to come through here, and we have a bowl, by the way, to catch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, if possible. You know, some of it, so that we can, you know, then pour it into the champagne glass and sniff it, and, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, Janelle can hold the microphone.
Here, somebody take this one.
Janelle, why don't you take that microphone there?
Okay.
Keep talking, Susan.
Okay. Well, I'm just interested in seeing what the setup is here, so I know where to go. So you're going to be over here. Okay. This is the main camera, so we just have to make sure we've got a good look here, and then, you know, we want our squirt instructor, I guess, to say what he's doing now.
Okay. Oh, I don't have to hold it. Oh, that's very kind of you.
Oh, look at that pretty pussy.
You can try that one first if you want. Okay. Basically,
I think you should come around this side so you're not over her, and then just kind of.
Get rid of that one.
Okay. So basically, I'm using my two other classes, my middle and my to the right middle finger.
Yes.
And for me, I don't like just going in too cold. I kind of like just like massage the pussy just very slightly for a bit, just to get the blood flowing, etc.
Get the blood flowing.
When I do go in, I kind of try and curl my fingers around. So if anything, I'm trying to reach up in here. And obviously, it's not up
Which
in there.
Which fingers are inside?
These two.
Okay.
On a slight curve.
That's the same as the Axel Braun method.
It's pretty much, I think that's a standard method.
These two, ring finger and fuck finger. Yeah, exactly. Middle finger, right?
And then basically, there's kind of like a little, I would call it a little sponge.
The
G-spot. I mean...
Like a sponge.
Yeah. And basically, I basically just manipulate it, sometimes with speed, sometimes with, not say force, but pressure. Mm-hmm. And I can do it both ways. I can do it with a lot of pressure and zero speed, or I can probably do it with just pure speed. So it really depends on what I'm trying to do. So
is it different in terms of the resulting ejaculation?
Obviously you do speed, you get more of a splashing and a squirt. And if you do it slowly, then maybe you just get like
a flow.
Here. Yeah, okay. It just depends on the girl, because not every girl is able to do that. Not every girl can push it.
Are you using
rum.
Lube?
I'm using lube just because obviously it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
So normally what I would do now, I would create kind of an upward motion, and I try and keep my fingers on the pad. Now you're going to try and stop me now, yes? Okay, cool. So...
Okay. Very juicy.
It's
squirt. Whoa.
I don't like stopping it.
Yeah, that was very juicy. Wow.
So basically you couldn't stop me.
I couldn't. It was too hard.
Yeah.
It hurt. It was uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're fighting.
It last night. I don't know.
So you're fighting your own body. Basically.
It was hurting.
It was uncomfortable. I didn't
try
like
to
that.
Stop.
Now
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we know.
Don't hold back.
No.
No.
Right. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way.
Now,
okay, now don't hold back.
Just let the rivers flow.
Okay.
A little gentle, though. God,
gentle.
You're sore from last night, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, we did pretty, we went pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Marcus London, School of Squirting. Here we go. She's not going to hold back, and she... yes. I saw a big squirt there.
Yeah. I could have been like...
How did that feel? How did that feel?
Much better than holding it.
Yes. Is it like an orgasm? Is it an orgasm or different?
It's different. It's a release.
It's a squirting orgasm, which is different than a regular orgasm.
Different than an internal orgasm.
Than an internal
I still
orgasm.
Get like the lightheaded, floaty feeling. Yeah, but it's not so much like groin related, like, you know, when you're fucking and it's like you feel all the groin stuff going on. This is just more like a release.
Mm.
Still pleasurable.
Yes. And after all, there was really no foreplay there. I mean, excuse me.
Yeah,
but
no. No, there was not really. It was straight to the point.
I mean, that just went.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of trained with my Hitachi, so, you know, 2 minutes or less and I'm done.
I mean, I think it's possible that a woman can squirt without an orgasm.
Yeah.
As well as
definitely.
Orgasm
More
without
so.
A squirt,
sure.
You know.
So.
Yeah.
I just did a scene recently, and he was hitting the spot, and he pulled out, and I stuck my fingers and squirted all over the place. I didn't orgasm. I just was like.
Sometimes that happens.
I just wanted to release.
But sometimes when it's a combination of feeling an orgasm and squirting, it's just an amazing squirting
what
orgasm.
What I like to do sometimes in a scene, you know, with the right girls is make them come to the point until I know they're coming, pull out quickly, and then make them squirt at the same time. That freaks them out.
Well, but then you can see it.
For that
what
one.
Was that?
Yeah, you can plug Wicked's The Watcher movie was a great one.
We did a big swing of it. We'll plug the swing of the movie together for that. And we had you squirting quite good as well, didn't we?
Yeah, big
so
that time.
That was fun.
Mm-mm. All right, are we going to try another one here?
One more.
Let's do it like
one more.
Fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh. Whoa. That was great, huh? Praise the lady and the Lord of squirting, Marcus London and Zoe Holloway. It's holy water. Can I smell? Let me smell. Yeah, it doesn't smell at all like pee. Has hardly any smell.
Nothing.
Hardly any smell. Now, we didn't get the bowl, but...
We missed the bowl.
We'll do that another time. But you got it right onto the love mat.
Love mat.
Mmm. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So how was that one compared to the other one?
Compared to what, the first
I don't know.
One?
Was it better and better? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get more and more turned on, yeah. It's like I'm ready to fuck, but, you know.
Well, okay. Well, you know, let's not stop you or anything. All right. So, you wanna get a drink? Should we get someone else in
you
here? okay, I think would you like to go next, or how about?
Yeah, we'll try. Let me see if she's.
You wanna try? Yeah.
I have to say, my bed was soaked last night, so that was like small compared to.
Susan,
my God.
Yes. Also, there might be somebody in the audience, or anybody in the audience.
I'm
that would
sure
like
there
try.
Are people in the audience, but this is his
okay.
wife.
No, I understand.
I'm giving the wife, you know, at least second dibs here.
Okay.
Second dibs, you know, the wife who hasn't seen him in 2 weeks. She deserves a chance. Okay, here she goes. Is she wearing panties? Let's see.
She never wears panties.
She never wears panties. Okay, here, you can lean on my leg. Yeah. Okay. Are you wearing a bra?
No.
Can we pull this up and see your beautiful mounds of Venus here? Nice. Okay. Very nice. Oh, see, this is, you know, marital sex, a little breast play here. Looks really nice. This is how you look off the airplane? You are hot stuff. Did you join the Mile High Club up there?
I did not, unfortunately. Yes, I would.
Okay. Here she goes. Whoa. Very juicy.
She's hot.
She's, you know, she's got very juicy.
Oh, yeah,
I heard it.
She's actually got harder and harder in the last 6 months. Used to be kind of easy, and it suddenly got harder. Yeah.
I wonder if that's got something to do with marriage.
No, I think I know what it is. It wasn't that.
Definitely wasn't that.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it something we can talk about? Or?
Well, she can talk about it.
I had a miscarriage in November of last year, so ever since that happened, it's gotten really hard.
Okay, well, yeah. It was a year ago?
Yeah.
Whoops. Well, you know, you might take some time to heal from that. And, you know, maybe little Miss Pussy is just taking her time. But she's juicy. Oh, yeah. Listen to that.
On your knees.
On your knees. On your knees, okay.
This is
the trick way. Okay, now, which way do we do this? Is she going to squirt out the back or at the front?
Now, that would be something to see. Fine, but not the same way as the way yours did.
Well, how are you feeling? Is it okay? You want to take a rest or?
No, it feels good.
It feels good. Okay.
Well, she likes it.
Go for it.
Just kills my bad rest.
It's
like actually there's very little room. In there, do you know what I mean?
Get your muscles. I mean, this is a good workout for.
I know. I don't even
right
go to the gym
arm.
Anymore. I don't bother.
You can't do it with your left arm, I guess.
It's there, but not there.
Well,
no, it should be.
It's flowing. It's just it's very wet, but it's not squirting. So you know. You can chill, and maybe after you watch him squirt with another woman.
Normally,
you know.
She's good when you fucked her.
Yeah. Oh,
just saying.
Okay. Well, the night is young. The night is young. Okay. And, I mean, you want to keep going, or should we keep going with another another subject?
Sure.
Okay. And you hang out with us over here. We're the cheering squad here. We hold the bowl. Okay. And let's see. Okay, now this is all wet. See, she got it all wet. That's true.
We just didn't see it.
we just didn't see it squirt out. You know, that's one reason I think that that a lot of women could squirt,
yes,
who don't. Mm-hmm. Because they're just kind of letting it flow. Nothing wrong with that, but
true,
it can squirt out. Okay, so next.
Do we need some towels there, Susan?
Well,
what are we
let's
doing?
See.
Here, let's see.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, it's we could put another towel on here, I think.
Okay.
Dumay. Oh, Dumay.
Glad you could make it, hey?
Yeah, I'm so thrilled that Dumay can be here tonight.
We have met.
Okay, Dumay. Dumay was here last week for the first time, and she had to come back for more.
Are you? Why are you? Why? You're good at this stuff.
I always get a little nervous.
Oh, it's nervousness is the opposite side of the coin of excitement. You're excited.
I'm very excited. Actually,
okay. Okay. But this one, this is new. This one here is new. So, okay, it's handy. Let's put it down there. I don't. I'm afraid I'm going to knock it off anyway. Okay. So. Aww. They're having a little, you know, foreplay, cuddling. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Yes.
I know you. I remember the scene.
Okay. Is this small talk or should we hear this? Keep the microphone in front.
Chit chat. Between us, yeah.
Okay.
It was a pep talk, you know, before you go into a game.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Time, you know, you
got to
talk the game through. Uh-huh. How you going to play the game?
Right. Okay. And that's
all for one for all.
Right. And when did you first start squirting?
It's been years ago. First time I squirted like to my knees, and it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't do it anymore after that because I tried talking to my girlfriends, and they're like, "Yeah, I squirt." I'm like, "No." I mean, like, really squirt.
Wow.
And they just, more like, little dribble. Yeah, I was like, no, you don't understand. And so I was really afraid to do it. I didn't think it was acceptable because I tried finding information on it, and I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
So I just kind of reserved it for me and my husband, and it was, you know, special time.
Yeah.
Not holiday, but it was a special time. It was a special time. Just between me and him. And then it was just accepted. And I didn't know it was such a big thing after it was accepted. So I was like, I can do this. I can release. And
okay.
It's so euphoric. It's just.
Sorry about
it's
that.
It's such a release. It's just. Great.
Is it now? We've been discussing on Twitter as well as here. Is it an orgasm? Is it a regular internal orgasm or something different or a combination?
It is something different. I can do a regular orgasm.
Uh huh.
And this is totally different. It's totally, to me, it's very euphoric.
But it's orgasmic.
Oh yeah. And I want to do it over and over again. And
so we could call it an orgasm. It's just a different kind of orgasm.
It is.
It's a squirting
absolutely
orgasm.
Yes, yes.
Here we go.
I hear that
well,
a lot.
Well, should we, for the benefit of the people out there, since they can't scratch and sniff, can we take your top down?
Oh, yeah,
I
can do that.
They can't scratch and sniff.
But I'd have to say, once you have a squirting orgasm, it's, I mean, it's the touch.
Yep.
I mean, he can remove his hands and just kiss me, and I'll go again.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's
you're
not
a very
just
sensitive, sensuous woman.
Once it starts, it's like a chain. It's like a chain reaction.
Yeah.
To
wow. And you want more and more till you're
done. So done, you can't move. You're shaking and trembling.
Right.
And whatnot.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're.
Susan, are you holding her microphone?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you get her.
We've had this practice run before.
Susie,
yes.
Make sure you get her microphone close.
I've got her microphone pretty close, and Janelle is holding his microphone, so we're
I know, it's
we've
just
got
a
it
lot of lights
everybody's
and
cameras,
so I just have
I
to.
I know, just chill.
And I just have to focus.
Mm, do you need someone to hold your head?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And it is the faster, harder thing. It gets you going.
Whoa! Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, do it some. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just.
Did we get any glasses?
You're doing great.
Did we get one in the glass?
I even got some
it's
in
like a fair ride. You shoot things down. It's great.
I got some in here. A little bit. Just a little bit.
A
hey.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, just.
Let's hear it for Sister
yeah.
Dume.
No, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Let's put this in a glass. Pour that into a glass
okay,
and then
just
pour
it right
into
here.
A glass and then give it back. So
no,
I,
I'm not done.
She's
bring
not
it back.
She's not, okay, bring
she's
it back. But I don't. But I don't want to spill this. Okay.
No.
All right.
More.
Go. Okay. More. Oops.
And now I know it's his finger. He's got bad aim, not me.
Let's aim it.
No. Just
give her a kiss. See, this is an important part of squirt technique, boys. Give her a kiss. On the upper lips. Whoa. It got on my head, but did it get in
my head?
It's all over me. But, and a little bit is in the bowl. I mean, this.
Sometimes it can hit you back in the face.
It's hard to catch this stuff.
Yeah,
but we have
I've seen that done a few times.
So, yeah. I
that was beautiful.
Oh, God.
Geyser. Of womanhood. And it smells really good. Anyone want to smell it? Come
like
forward,
yeah, it is water,
you know, have a smell.
Much.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I can do
you're
more.
Good.
I can do some
you can
more.
Do some more? You want to do some more? Try to get some in the bowl? Yeah?
Okay.
And then we'll pour it into a glass and see who wants to sip some of your nectar of Aphrodite.
So
Amrita is what the tantrics call it.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like there. And just, Everything's in your hand. It's just
it's in your hand.
Hand.
Okay.
Yeah. So wet. Oh, God, it feels so good, though.
Oh, good.
It's a release.
That's awesome that it feels good. Yeah, yeah, put your leg up like that.
I'm fighting you.
Yeah.
You gotta let it build up.
Maybe you need to drink some water. That's, you know, hydrate. You need to hydrate? You need some water?
Yeah.
Yeah? Could I have that glass of water over there? That's... Yeah, have a sip. Whoa, 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 we don't want to spill this precious squirt.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, I'll drink this. Huh. Okay. So let's pour this into a glass. Give me a glass.
So sweet.
A bit of peach, and you got a Bellini there.
Look at that. That's. I mean.
Peach syrup. We got Bellini.
It's a little syrupy. Yeah. It's thicker than pea. It's definitely thicker. And it's very clear,
totally
of course. Look at
like
that compared
up
to the
my
water.
Face, in my mouth.
I mean, it's like there's it's a, okay. a tiny bit of cloudiness to it. There is some cloudiness.
Yeah.
You know, it's of course that could be my fingerprints, but but it got all over my fingers. You know, and it's sticky. It's a little. You know, I mean, pea is not
it's
sticky. Pea
yeah.
is, you know, very thin and yellow, of course. Mm-hmm. And this is clear. And of course, pea always smells like pea.
Exactly.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Totally.
And
no.
there's no smell here. You want to smell, Janelle?
Actually, I went.
Doesn't smell like pea.
Does it smell like anything?
No. No.
No?
Not really.
Not really anything. Mm. Anyone want to smell? Smell taste? Smell it? You want to drink? If you're going to drink it, do it on camera. So are people drinking it out there?
I've had a few shots where I've actually squirted like up in their mouth and they've drank it. And actually, I've gotten it where I've squirted it up in my mouth.
Yeah.
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 So, oh, I've tasted lots of squirt.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there we go.
You know, it's I mean, I have good. To say, it doesn't have much of a taste.
No.
Pretty
really.
No, but it's tasteless.
Pretty tasteless and clear.
It's a little different.
A little
it's
bit
different
of...
In,
the tiny bit of floweriness, maybe earthy floweriness, mm-hmm. but very, very slight. Beautiful, darling. Beautiful. Well, should we have a novice try?
Yes.
A novice?
I think so.
How about a novice?
He's up to the challenge.
Are you up to the challenge?
I've done a few novices.
That was, we are already impressed with your skill mm-hmm. with, you know, with Dume and Zoe. And of course, your beautiful wife just enjoyed you doing it, even though she didn't squirt so much. And I saw she was flowing, but we have to say that wasn't what we call a squirt. But nevertheless, that's not bad that she didn't mind all that activity.
Yeah.
So
it is kind of hard. I mean,
it's kind of hard.
A little in her depends. Yeah. The cameras and the lights.
Yeah.
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 It is.
No, that doesn't bother me. I'm just extremely hard. I'm not camera shy at all. You could put a million cameras in front of me and it didn't matter.
No.
But it's just hard.
It's that situation she talked about.
Yeah.
You definitely have to focus.
Right. Well, anyway, women are different, and certainly we go through different periods in our life that, you know, have to do with our periods and with our womanly issues that we have of all different sorts. After all, our recreational organs are also our procreational organs, and mm-hmm. it's all mixed up with all that stuff. So squirting is kind of a special occasion thing, you know, and it doesn't always happen. And you're very fortunate that it happens so much.
Well, I try to keep it in its place, but...
In its place.
Sometimes it tells you what it's going to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't find it, but... Yeah, it's hard to find it at times.
Then who sleeps on the wet spot?
Actually, we've learned to get two queen size beds.
That's good.
That's the wet bed. That's the sleeping bed.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So you get the wet bed and the sleeping bed, and you could get one of these love mats. They're pretty cool.
I know, but I miss it.
Yeah,
that's true. They have to make a bigger one of these. They do. They definitely have to make a bigger one. Now, where did your squirt go? I want to know if people are drinking it out there. Are people drinking it? Let me see.
It's down there.
It's down there? I think some people had some sips. I saw that. I saw that out there. They were sneaking them because they didn't want others to know. But, all right. Will you want to hang out here with me and we'll get a novice in here? Okay. Do we have a volunteer of the ladies who are out there? Yes? Okay. We have Mia Culpa, who is a... I think we should get a new bowl.
New bowls, please. New bowls.
I don't know if I should do the bowl right away,
Susan,
you know.
Do you need any towels?
I probably do need an
okay, we're going to get it to you.
Yeah, we need a new towel. Let's use one of the cute towels. I don't like that towel. One of the towels under here. Yeah, there you go. Here we go.
Absolutely.
You want to be patriotic?
Mia,
should you be patriotic? Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here we go. You can be patriotic squirting girl.
I've never squirted before.
You've never squirted before. Okay.
I've never squirted before.
Is that intimidating to you as the squirt instructor? Okay. Your dress does not match the towel though. So I think you need to take it off. Yeah.
I've got panties on this.
I know. You got to take all that off. Striptease. What's this? Are you networking here?
Oh, I'm such a networking whore. Okay.
What are you?
I said I'm a networking whore.
I'm good.
I've never squirted it before.
Yeah.
And I'm really
take the bra off. Okay. It helps, you know, the booby play.
Just take it off.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Okay,
here we go.
Sorry. Aim that one.
Yeah. Okay, but this could get in the way. I think what we want to do is show something first here.
You've got to relax.
Let yourself relax.
And just let it go. Just know that we enjoy it.
Get those microphones close. Microphones close.
Well,
you're getting there.
You're getting there.
Like something was going
on.
Okay, just
good.
Yeah, good, good. That's a start.
As you're moving your hips, I'm losing contact with. Yeah. While I'm trying to contact.
Okay.
So we get there. Okay, we go a few steps back. We get there.
Okay.
We go a few steps back.
All right. This is your first time. Let's try it. No lube? Do you want lube?
I know.
No, actually, we're good.
We're good with lube.
We're actually good.
Okay.
She needs her boobs.
Oh, yeah, there we go. But,
okay. You're actually, yeah. The way you feel, mm-hmm. you feel just like her.
Oh, it's like your wife?
It's kind of, it's like I don't have room to maneuver, uh-huh. and I'm
Ooh,
trying
tightness.
To find that. It's a combination of tightness, muscles around here, everything.
Okay. Well, you've had 2 out of 3 so far. 2 out of 4 is still not bad.
If I get on her knees, it'll be easy, but I'll do this first.
How you feeling?
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh. It's juicy.
You have to have her knees.
Should I get on my knees?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be able to get a better angle.
Oh, my God. On your knees, girl.
All right.
Well, it's very entertaining watching you try.
I'm a multi-
That's for sure.
Oh, but I've never squirted.
You've never squirted. Okay.
Never squirted.
Well, her bra. Well, certainly, you look great. Whether you squirt or not.
I want to squirt. Make me squirt. Take me there.
It's very wet. It's just not flowing on its own.
All right.
But you can see it's there.
Yeah, no, that's very wet.
Well, you know, maybe you need to hydrate some more.
Okay.
Have some drinks.
Okay.
You know.
Some water.
Some water.
I'm really excited. You're good at that. You're very good at that. Ooh, hi.
One more go.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna hydrate.
Hydrate. Just pour it all over your body.
Oh, yeah.
She's squirting.
Yeah, I need some hydration oil. I ain't gonna squirt, but you know, it might help you.
You're not gonna squirt? Go. What if I just milked a little bit? What if
that would work.
If I milked a little, you squirt me.
Okay. Okay. Come up. A bit higher on your knees. There we go.
All right.
So I'm gonna drop down a little bit. Where I have an angle.
Ooh, look at this. Should you get your pants off? Maybe that would make you more comfortable. Oh, okay.
Is that my pussy making that noise?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm dead.
Okay.
No squirting.
Well, certainly you
I
were
knew cardio would have been a good idea.
Extremely wet.
This week.
Well, thank you so much for squirting.
Look, I'm pretty wet.
It's
very,
very
wet.
Wet. Yeah, it's wet.
You know, and this is where it's all going.
Yeah.
But this is fucking soaking.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's certainly soaked.
I'm like you. Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's very difficult to get.
One thing we know is women are different at
very
different,
different
times.
Everyone's very different.
And you never know. You might squirt it another time, maybe even later
True.
In the evening. So. We are, you can hang out, you know, around here somewhere. We need another towel. Certainly you got the towel very wet, that's for sure. So, what are we doing? Who would like to try? Who would like to try? Do we have a volunteer?
When I get the swing apart, I don't normally do girls standing up or on my shoulders.
Oh, here's
Dancing.
Another towel.
It just works better for some reason. I think because all your bits are important, come forward.
Yeah.
Because if you're laying down, grab it, pull them back, lean forward. Bang.
Right.
They all hit forward so I can.
I'll
do you on your knees.
Okay.
The second kiss of the day.
Ooh, they're going to try again. See, he's now doing the kissing. That's an important thing. That was important for you to get.
Go on, Zoe. Let's just do a knee thing with you. I'm going to do her on her knees for her.
On the knees. Oh, can you take your dress off for that? Yeah, here's the bowl. Okay, we're going to do the bowl thing. Okay, off. Oh, naked Zoe. This is Zoe Holloway, looking very beautiful. Let's see what we can do here with the bowl.
Yeah, you have towels there?
I got the towel, I got the bowl. Okay, and I'm also going to mic the squishing sounds here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm certainly getting Squirtle over my fingers. Yeah.
God, I'm sore from last night.
Don't do any more.
It feels fucking good. I want a good big one. Come on. Fuck you. Fuck it. I just like.
Well. There was squirting.
I know. I'm squirting watching her. Back here.
Go on, you can do it.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, yeah. She's squirting like crazy. And look at that. Oh, we've got a bunch of squirt. Let's get a champagne glass, please. Champagne glass. Let's hear it for Sister Zoe.
That's when I need it.
And... Let's get this in a champagne glass here.
I'm just going here watching.
You
can't blame me. I'm like, here.
Give her
yes.
Her own bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, look at that. Slight flowery smell. You want to smell your squirt? You want to drink it?
Probably be irony.
Have a sip.
It's
going to
be irony because of time in a month just ending.
I'm just ending it. Yeah. So.
How's it taste?
I can taste the irony. Yeah.
The irony?
No, iron. Iron, kind of. Yeah, you know.
The irony of squirting, yes. Squirt. The irony of...
Obviously, there's going to be other remnants in there of...
Emitting.
Blood and all that kind of stuff. Mm. All that good stuff.
A few remnants, yes. A squirt is not exactly a pure substance.
You. I don't want to hold my own stuff. Mm. There it is.
Would anyone like to take the smell test or take a little sip of Zoe Holloway? Oh, wait. What are you doing?
It was very exciting.
You're squirting. Here, well, come forward. Let's get another...
Give them the mic. They're doing more.
Let's get another... this towel is soaking wet. Yeah? The on your knees thing.
Apparently. Yeah.
The on your knees thing. Of course, gravity is taking the squirt down into...
And it's moving the inner bits.
So it's a little easier.
It brings them to the front for me.
You need towels. Instead of laying down, I'm
like... Yeah, I think I need another towel.
Okay.
I'm not sure who's next. Do you want to go again? Okay.
It will come. For me to get the angle that I'm trying to get with you and manipulate the way I want to manipulate you, and it's, you feel the same of her inside. There's very little room. It's like tight in there. It's like I can't maneuver, you know. And that's part of the reason, you know. If I can get how I want to get, in the
you just need
of that
to get some
square.
Giant dicks in that pussy and stretch it
that's
open.
True. That will work.
I don't know.
You could just squirt on a big dick because that happens. You might even squirt from being fucked in the ass because Devon's fucked. She'll squirt
that
if you fuck her in the ass.
Squirted from being fucked in the ass?
Yeah.
The very first time, yes. And that's when I squirt the hardest.
Yeah, and Devin does too.
It projectile.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's all I can say. Yeah.
It's the frustrated pussy effect? kind of the getting it in the ass?
I don't know. It just
the pushy isn't getting it, so it just squirts? Is it like that?
No, it's like the forbidden.
The forbidden, getting it in the butt is forbidden.
Like,
uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, should you finger bang her ass now?
What are you doing in there?
Yeah.
Do you do the finger in the ass? Or have you ever tried anal squirting? I mean, finger banging of anal?
No.
So down,
I don't think
down
so.
To size and hitting the right spot, isn't it? And the angle.
It's all. I want to say like the whole package.
Yeah.
Well, what are you craving right now? You're just like on your knees.
I know.
What do you want?
Actually, then need to just squirt again.
Okay. Well, let's get another towel.
More towels. More towels.
It is.
I'm in that floaty space right now. I'm like.
I don't like this towel. It's kind of a crummy color.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep doing it over and over again? Because
when the high wears off, more.
Yeah.
More.
It is. It's like a euphoric high.
It's a euphoric high. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's somehow not satisfying, maybe, or you want
it's
more?
It's absolutely satisfying. You want more.
You want
just
more, though.
More of it. Yeah.
Okay, and you
to,
want
to you're absolutely exhausted.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
whose card is this?
Shaking like leaf, freezing cold.
This is your networking card.
So much. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you want more, and why don't you get more?
Yes, I love that.
Ah, squirt.
Yeah, it's canned, yeah.
Did you get a towel, Susie?
Yeah, I got a towel. Right. I got a new towel.
How do we want to do this?
Well, you certainly want to take that dress off, babe.
Well, I can just pull it up, drop it down.
Well, you know, you can do that, too. Okay, if you'd like to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh.
She, okay. She asked if she could suck on my boobies.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Look, they're ready.
They are ready. Look at how hard they are.
They're ready.
Should we try you standing up as well? Do you want to try that? On your knees like this?
On my knees, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get the bowl there. There
we go. Okay, the bowl.
I know. You're not like going to milk my cow.
I'm going to milk your cow.
All right.
That's what I feel like. Because you don't have to do that. No, I'm going to fight you and let it build up. It's hard. It's so hard.
Whoa. Oh, look at that. We are getting a bowlful. Yeah. The kissing is an important part of squirting technique, and this on your knees is a new technique. I haven't seen this before, but of course it makes sense with gravity. You could have more fluids kind of coming down into your own.
Susie, keep your mic away from your headset.
Keep my mic
away from your headset.
My mic or
no,
this
no,
mic?
The mic in
this
your
mic.
Hand.
Okay. Here we go.
Squirt all over your hand and in the bowl.
That's all right. This is coming with me.
Okay. I can see why you got these muscles. Yeah.
It's all in the bowl.
There's a lot in the bowl. Let's see what's in the bowl here. Look at what's in the bowl. Wow. Let's have another glass, please. This. it's a miracle. It's holy water, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Yes, look at that. Look at it.
I've still got this
holy, clear, and kind of thick. And sticky. Look at all that. Look at all that that you squirted. Mmm. Mmm. Doesn't taste like anything. Here, have some.
Keep talking, sweetie.
How's it taste?
Sexual.
Sexual champagne.
Sexual champagne.
Absolutely, yeah.
Eau de Dumay. Champagne de Dumay. Champagne Dumay.
Champagne.
Champagne Dumay. Right.
Dumas.
Okay, you can make your own.
Dumay?
Dumay?
Yeah.
Dumay. That's your own kind of.
It's your own label.
From her. Exactly.
From her own domain.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's got a glass out there? Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, to a new age of female ejaculation.
I'm going to get some of my squirt while I'm here.
Yeah.
Mine
comes
already made.
Oh. I thought maybe you were going to take your pants off and get some of your squirt going. Okay.
It's a little bit fizzier than yours, but hey.
Yeah. All right. So, any more volunteers? Come on. Come on. I know we have some hot porn stars out there. Oh, you drank it all? Wow. I'm impressed. She drank all of her own squirt. This is a lusty woman. You are hot stuff, Dumay. She drank it all. Okay, can someone take this? Cindy, how about you? Would you like to try?
Okay.
Oh. Well, there's those womanly times. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you were good. Okay. I thought you knew about the subject tonight. Okay. Oh, it just happened. Okay. Well, you know, these things just happen sometimes. All right. And now we're talking off microphone. Okay, so would someone else out there like to try? How about, let's see. I have to call out now. My girls have disappeared. I heard Rubber Necro out there. Rubber Necro? Are you there? Rubber Necro is not here. She doesn't want to squirt. Why do you come to a squirt salon? And, okay, how? I can't hear you. Huh? We have a question. Okay, let's have a question. Okay, you have to get onto a microphone, though. Someone has to hold a microphone for you. Okay.
A few questions for the master.
Where'd he go? He's hiding behind his girl.
Yeah. One, I mean, if a girl's been drinking, will that prevent her from squirting because she's dry?
No, I don't think so, because everyone's body.
All right, well done.
Everyone's body has obviously a certain amount of water fluid in them. I mean, you have, was it 7 pints in a human body or something like that? Whatever.
She has at least 10.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So if you have that in you, that it's going to draw from that somewhere along the line. There'll be something there. Drinking, if anything, should loosen you up and make it a little bit easier. In my opinion. But I mean, I could be wrong. But everyone's different.
All right, then let's have a little agua.
Yeah, everyone's different, you know. So it just depends. I mean, I've taught guys to do it to their wives quite easily, but you know what? It does depend on the woman. Some women are very easy. Some don't relax. Some think they're relaxed, but they're not relaxed. You know, you just can never tell. So, but you know, 9 times out of 10, I get it right. But it just, again, it depends on.
It's interesting that we bring up alcohol at a time like this.
You're trying to manipulate that.
No.
Yeah.
No, as long as the ring's not like a big diamond with a scratchy bit, but you know, but this is kind of flush. But you know, generally, if you can manipulate that at high enough speed, you know, a lot of it will stay in your hand, which is fine. It doesn't have to go across the room as long as you feel the wetness and the pussy's getting wet. That's to me, that's a squirt.
Can you do that motion again, actually? Because we've only seen it from inside. Yeah.
You go in, you curve it round, and it's kind of. Where's the camera?
Who are you?
My name's Ben. Nice to meet
you. Ben.
Yeah. Friend of Grace's.
Oh, of Grace's. Okay.
So you're kind of manipulating it, kind of like it's like a circular motion, mm-hmm. You know, but you try and keep your finger against that all the time. You never try and leave it. So you're using that circular motion, but this doesn't move.
The fingers.
If you can help it. If it has to move, then it just comes back and catches it at high speed. It's like brushing past it. That's how I can, you know, how I explain it. Whether it's exactly what happens when I'm inside there, I don't know. Yeah. That's how it feels to me.
Okay.
So.
Thank you very much for your question.
Shake that hand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hand.
Yeah, shake
I can't
the hand.
Use this hand, but this one's having a day off.
Yeah?
Anybody having more questions?
Another question?
Yes. From the audience?
Okay.
I do. I really do. I want to try again.
Maybe you would like a little agua? Because he was saying that maybe a little alcohol would.
Only if I can take a shot off of you.
Okay, no problem. I will provide. What should I salt?
Whichever you prefer, I'll take it from anywhere. Anywhere up for you.
Let's see. Anywhere. Well, first of all, someone should hold this little drink here. Well, we are doing, you know, pussies tonight, so, yeah, you know, so. And I have a memory of you in the library.
Oh, yes, that was fun. Mm. But so, I won't salt your pussy.
No, don't salt my pussy.
I'm going to salt.
Oh, no, you can salt my pussy, actually. Here, right here. Right. Whoops. Oh, that's a lot of salt.
Yeah, that's a lot of salt.
Okay, here you go.
Swig it.
Just lick it. No, no, no! Don't. You're gonna get a drink. You don't have to drink it out of the bottle, darling. I know you're a lusty woman, but he's holding the drink. Okay.
I am a lusty woman.
You are. Okay.
Okay.
Salt.
Yes.
Mmm. Oh. Mmm. Ah. Oh yes. Oh, I just love to serve you. Your agua salt, right off the plate of my pussy.
That's very delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you.
Oh wait, was there alcohol involved in this?
Yeah, there is. Okay. That. But I know this part is intoxicating too. Yeah. Okay. Mm. And now. Mm. And now.
Mm. Oh, and now.
You may take your shot, my dear. And you don't have to. Okay. Oh, she. No. Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
No. No. Let's not go crazy. Okay. Okay, and here's the lid of the salt. Where did the salt go? Okay, there's the salt. Very good. And
okay.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
You're so ready.
So ready. Okay.
Mmm.
All right. He's rubbing his fingers.
Rubbing his fingers. Okay, let's get this off here. We don't want you to squirt all over your gown.
I want to squirt.
Everywhere.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
I want to squirt.
I want to squirt. I want to squirt.
Make me squirt.
Here we go. The master is going in for the most difficult hole on the course. But.
Oh, God. It feels really good.
Mmm.
Is there anything I can do to make it work?
Yeah, shut up.
Whoa! Instructions from the squirt instructor.
Oh,
look at that. That was a lot of fluid there.
Yes. Did I squirt?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Else did.
Yeah, you squirted, girl. Yay!
I
don't knock into the microphone. You squirted. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm happy now.
The next will be easier after that.
Yeah.
First one's always the hardest.
Yep. All right. Like a sprinkler.
Not at the same thing.
All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, you have seen different types of squirting here tonight. And do we have any other volunteers out there? How about Misty? Where's Misty? I know Misty Dawn is here. Does Misty Dawn sounds like it would be a dewy dawn, which could be a squirting dawn. No. Oh.
You have nine minutes.
Oh, I only have 9 minutes anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well then, here we go. Do we have another volunteer out there? Mm. Okay, well then, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I guess you're... your love doctor is going to be the final guinea pig. Okay. All right. Let's give it a try, squirt instructor. Okay. This is a show. Don't ask questions off the air. All right. You know, I wasn't going to do this.
Oh, you were going to do it?
I'm going to do it. There's no one else volunteering. We have 9 minutes left.
Oh, well.
So.
Let's do it then. Let's do it.
I thought I'd be inundated with, you know, squirt here, but... Oh, I think I need to do the agua shot thing, though. Come on. Who can I take an agua shot off of? Agua shot? Boobs? Boobs?
Boobs.
Boobs? Can I have some boobs, please?
Boobs for a shot. The salt and a shot. Who can bring a boob in there?
Oh, you provide boobs? Okay. Let's see the boobs here. Actually, I'll have boobs on either side. That's good. Boobs on either side.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, where's my salt?
Ooh.
Where's my salt?
And lime? No.
Okay, thank you. Salt and
you're listening to Squirt Radio, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California.
Salt, okay. All right. And let's see. Start with the familiar.
Oh, yes.
Salty. And now to the novelty. Delicious. Back to the familiar. Ooh. You know what? I think I need the drink now. That is salty. Okay. First shot. And now, Cindy, right? Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for providing your boobs.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
You know, I'm breaking the fast of Yom Kippur tonight. I want you to know. It's a special occasion in many ways. We'll talk about that more in a moment. But L'chaim and to life and death, the whole cycle, and squirting. Okay. Okay. I think I'm ready, maybe. Okay.
There he comes. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Take your pants off for this, though. Come on. I don't want to do it with a guy in jeans.
That would probably put me off my technique.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Because if I take them off, someone gets fucked.
Oh, my God.
And it's got to be her first. Okay. I've already had.
It has to be on all night.
Okay.
See?
These are my Squirt for Peace panties. Wait, oh, I forgot I attached them. Well, maybe I'll just pull this aside, yeah? Can I just pull this aside? Should I do it lying down, or you want me to...
However you want to do it.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you'll be fine.
I've done it before. But let me get on the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Okay. Well, you're doing it, though. I'm going to do it with your technique now. Okay. You don't have to hold a microphone for me. I mean, you could hold it by my pussy if you want. Oh, God. Whoa. That was all kind of...
All kinds of wetness there.
All kinds of wetness.
All right.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the fingers.
Good little Dr. Susie.
Yeah, right. You know, that felt that good. Nice. That felt really good. Beautiful. I think I'd like another one of those the rest of the drink now. Wow, yeah, brothers and sisters.
You got 4 minutes, 4 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about. The waterfall of womanhood, or the sprinkler system of life. you know, squirt bombs produce shock and awe with zero casualties, right? That's what it's all about, is giving us these intense highs that we all crave and desire without violence and war. That is, you know, lay down your arms and pull down your panties and squirt the gun between your legs. Right. Well, I think we're about done with the official broadcast portion of the show. And we are about to kind of flow, so to speak, into the squirting after party. But I would first like to thank my featured guest, Squirtmeister.
Thank you.
Squirtmaster. Squirt instructor.
Oh,
I've
got two things.
Oh, you got two microphones.
Thank you for
talking
having
out
me.
Of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for letting me participate and making all these
lovely young lady squirt.
Well, yourself, I enjoyed it. And myself, yes. I'm feeling all woozy and goozy. I mean, it just reminds me of that conversation we had on Twitter today with the young lady who said that she doesn't orgasm when she squirts. But I just did. I mean, I just felt
like
a definite release. So it happens sometimes, and it's different for everyone, and we're all still learning about it. And
totally.
Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today.
And
we're sticking around for the party. I also want to thank my my great guests tonight, beginning with your lovely wife.
Yes, Devon Lee.
Devon Lee. Thank you, Devon. And hang out for the after party. You know, maybe you'll do a little squirting. And Zoe Holloway. Thank you, Zoe. And, of course, Dumay. Yeah,
Dumay.
Yeah, you just did me. And I also want to thank the lovely newcomer to squirting, Mia Culpa. Yes. And Cindy, what? Jones. How could I forget? Cindy Jones for providing her boobage. And we do have to have her back on the show when, you know, I don't know. We can do more.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've got all kinds of exciting people in the audience tonight who maybe didn't want to squirt, you know, as part of the sort of on the sacrificial altar of the radio
show. Yeah.
That's what this feels like a little bit. But but maybe we'll be inspired to do so during the after party that we are about to begin. But all you ladies that squirted, you're going to get free pocket rockets. And where are the pocket rockets? Pocket rockets and copies of Squirt Salon. Where's Squirt Salon? Our video. I want to give you this. Squirt Salon. Who's got the Squirt Salons? Just because these are, you know, it's just one squirt master to another. This one's featuring Deborah Sundahl and the great Annie Boddy.
Oh, yeah.
This is yours now. And and now the new squirt instructor, Marcus London. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Brother Marcus, it's holy water, brothers and sisters. It's good for the skin and the soul, and it tastes, I mean, it doesn't taste like anything, really,
no,
right?
Just
kind of tasteless. Anyway, as far as my darling listener, my viewer, my squirt lover or squirt-er, I want you to be good and to flow and to let your womanhood just rain down, singing in the rain, and you know, squirt those squirt bombs. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make love, not war. Squirt for peace. Make love for someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I just want Max to say a few words in terms of life and death and the flow of generations.
I'm just going to turn down your microphones a minute.
R.I.P.
Okay, Daddy. You left me, and you taught me how to be a really good perverted boy, and I love you so deeply. From far away, you've always been in my heart. And now you will be in my heart forever. You are a great con man, great arms dealer, great drug dealer. You were a lot of things, but most of all, you taught me one thing. Never, never, never fear anything. And for that, I will always be thankful. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, Daddy. Yes, thank you, Prince Peter.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.